Letter of Ignatios to the Smyrnians. Chapter 1. Ignatios, also called the God-Bearer, to an assembly of God the Father and of the beloved Jesus the Anointed One, which is at Smyrna in Asia. I wish you every joy and an unblemished spirit and in an account of God. Your assembly has been mercifully blessed with every gift and is lacking in none. It has been filled with faith and love. It is most worthy of God and a bearer of holy vessels. I give glory to Jesus the Anointed One, the God who has imbued you with such wisdom. For I am well aware that you have been made perfect in unwavering faith, like men nailed in both flesh and spirit to the cross of our Lord Jesus the Anointed One, and established in love by the blood of the Anointed One. In regard to our Lord, you are thoroughly convinced that he was of the race of David according to the flesh, and a son of God by his will and power. That he was truly born of a virgin and immersed by Johanan in order that all righteousness might be fulfilled by him. That in his flesh he was truly nailed to a cross for our sake under Pontius Pilatus and Herodes the Tetrarch. Of his most blessed suffering. We are the fruit, so that through his resurrection he might raise an ensign to the ages in the one body of his assembly for his holy and faithful ones, whether among Judeans or foreign nations. For he suffered all these things for us, that we might be saved. And truly he suffered, even as he truly raised himself up. He did not suffer merely in appearance, as some of the unbelievers say, they themselves being merely in appearance. And in accordance with their resolution, it will also be their fate to be bodiless and demonic. As for me, I know that even after his resurrection, he was in the flesh. And I have faith that this is true. And when he came to Peter's party, he said to them, "Take hold, handle me, and see that I am not a bodiless demon." And as soon as they touched him and felt his flesh and his spirit, they believed. It is for this reason that they also despised death, but even showed themselves superior to death. But after his resurrection, he ate and drank with them as being fleshly, although he was spiritually united to the Father. Now, I warn you, beloved, because I also know that all of you are of the same mind as me. But I am forguarding you against wild beasts in the shape of men, whom you should only not receive, but instead, if possible, not even meet. But you must pray for them, so that they may somehow have their mind changed. Difficult as this is. But this is possible for Jesus the Anointed One, who is our true life. For if these things were done by our Lord merely in appearance, then I am in chains merely in appearance. But why have I even given myself up to death, to fire, to saber, to wild beasts? Instead, the fact is He who is near the saber is near to God. He who is with wild beasts is with God. Provided only that, in the name of Jesus the Anointed One, I suffer along with him. I endure everything, since the one who is the perfect man is my strength.